Should we bring species back from extinction? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Bennett, assistant professor and conservation biologist at Carleton University, explores whether making a real-life Jurassic Park would be a good idea.
De-extinction, the resurrection of extinct species, has been suggested as a solution to our alarming rate of biodiversity decline. If we have the power to bring back species from extinction, we may have the power to reverse some of our losses and right past wrongs. However, until now, no one has taken a close look at de-extinction in the broader context of conservation biology, comparing it to other options for reversing biodiversity loss. Our research used detailed datasets on living species threatened with extinction in New Zealand and New South Wales in Australia to estimate the costs and potential sacrifices involved in using de-extinction as a conservation tool. We used known costs for living species to estimate costs for breeding viable populations of resurrected extinct species and protecting these resurrected species in the wild. Crucially, our cost estimates are conservative. They do not include the cost of initial work to produce the first few individuals of a resurrected species. These costs are unknown and very likely substantial. Our results clearly show that de-extinction is a poor conservation investment. On average, it would be possible for conservation agencies or private foundations to save 2 to 8 more living species rather than bringing back one species. If we could have estimated the initial costs of the genetic work to actually produce a resurrected species rather than just maintaining it, this balance would likely have been much worse for de-extinction as a conservation tool. Thus, as a biodiversity investment, de-extinction is a one step forward, 2 or 8 or even more steps back scenario.
That was Joseph Bennett of Carleton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.